service. Well, what's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have, for a first time ever, we have a married couple on Lip Service.
Yay.
I'm so excited about that. Y'all have no idea.
Really?
Yeah. You've never had a married couple. You've never had a couple at all, like, together. So they have a married couple. That's dope.
Oh, wow.
All right. So we're going to start off with our tip of the day. All right, so this is when we give some people advice based on our own experiences. All right. Today's tip is, when you get into an argument with your significant other, what is the best way to make up? Do you pop up at their house? Do you ignore them? Do you send roses? What's the best way to make up after a bad argument?
You can go first, baby.
What?
Come on, Jerika. Jerika,
okay,
and Kevin
Gates.
You can't say for us. You got to talk for, like, what other people should do.
I'm giving advice.
Well, I mean, the best way to make up, shit, what have I done? I'm trying to see.
When you know you done did something wrong, besides just saying sorry, what can you do?
I can say whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
I go kiss on that pussy.
Oh, God. Now, he actually does do that, because he's the one that's always starting arguments
anyways. I go kiss, on that pussy, yeah.
So it'd be his fault all the time?
Put the big old lips on that pussy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And
he does.
That bitch so pretty.
Does that work, Drake, or is it like, okay, you do this all the time now?
No, it actually does work, because you feel good. It's like, you forget about whatever the hell you were arguing about anyway.
Right.
Because it was probably, like, pointless.
Yeah, once you come, it's like, okay. Then what
Why are you saying it's over? Yeah, you're all nice and sweet and just, yeah. Look.
What about when you do him wrong?
Just a little. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, no, I'm a hard ass. I don't ever.
You don't admit it, right?
I'm going to be honest. She don't never do nothing.
And I really.
She don't never do nothing fucked up to me.
That's
she
never.
Don't. Like, I can't think about what something she done did to make me mad.
She don't have an attitude for no reason around her period or nothing.
Now that I do. We were just in Germany.
Now I can say this. I can say this what? Because she's the, like, we both own Breadwinners Association together.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't wear the hat of the boss. I wear the hat of the artist. And this is the person who takes care of all of my business, who handles all of the business for me. All my show money goes straight to Dreeko. I don't see nothing. You know, I'm just being honest. Like, right. This is the person that's in charge of everything. Like, if you want your business or whatever to be successful, you need to have your woman running your company.
Right.
Because they're going to pay attention to something called the particulars. Men really don't pay attention to the particulars. Some do, some don't. I'm not trying to discredit any
men. But women are known for that.
So, yeah. So to answer your question, like, whenever she played a boss man role with me, so sometimes when she make me mad or piss me off, it'll be because I can't get my way.
It's your fault like still.
I can't get my way.
So no matter what, you gonna eat a pussy.
Pussy, booty, tongue in between each other's toes, sucker nipples. You know everything, anything to make. But I'm into massages now. Like, we've been into that tantric sex. So what I do is I massage her. Like, I just been reading about it.
Okay.
And a woman most of the times have multiple orgasms because of their comfort level. So I just put her, lay her down, and I just look at her like a little piece of art. You know, I just rub everything. I just make her just feel good.
What a good employee you
then
have.
For real. Like, then, he really is.
Then I apply pressure. Now, sometimes outside entities affect the way she may conduct herself as far as psychologically, though. Like, the outside entities, like somebody might piss her off or promote her, just dealing with business.
Mm-hmm.
And she get frustrated with some of her other employees and this different shit like that.
Right.
So sometimes
but she don't be mad at you.
I gotta go in there and chill her up.
I mean,
up.
You don't be mad at her.
I gotta chill up.
What about you, Stephanie? What's your advice if you want? Now, say you and your boo, whoever you talking to, get into an argument. Is it okay for him to pop up at your house to make up?
No. It's not okay. No. Don't pop up at my house.
Nah, that ain't cool.
I've had it happen to me, and it's always like, what are you doing here? What? Like, what?
But what if he's trying to bring flowers, bring a present,
send
you're not answering his call?
Yeah,
send
you can
flowers.
Send the flowers. Exactly.
But
send
if that's
flowers.
Your boo, you can't pop up?
Shit.
I mean, if I'm mad at him, like, don't pop up at my house. I might cut you. I might stab you.
Never know. Because sometimes, don't you think that's what women want? We want you to, like, go out your
act
way
out.
And
no.
do that and show up and
I
show out.
I ain't gonna... I ain't gonna say that. Like, I kind of agree with her. Mm-hmm. She might. Like she
might
just,
overreact.
Like she just said, she has an administration already. So when she said things like her favorite boyfriend.
Right. Don't pop up because you might come into something.
Yeah,
sound,
exactly. You
yeah,
might find
that sounds
one.
Plural. That doesn't sound singular to me. So when she says her favorite boyfriend, her favorite might be over there when I pop up.
Right. And then what?
I didn't want to say that, but you never know. I might be busy.
So what happened when somebody popped up on you before?
I opened the door, but I was by myself. I was home alone. And I opened the door and I started laughing at him. I was like,
I'm
what
so
are you
missing.
Doing here?
If I was over there, I'd have went to the door naked.
Oh,
just had a towel wrapped around me. Yeah, naked with a big pistol and just told him, hey, look, she busy right now, my nigga. No, where we go from here?
Where do we go? He showed up. I opened the door and I started laughing and he was like, why are you not answering my calls? And I was just like, because I don't want to speak to you. He was like, are you going to let me in? And I let him in and we were fine.
And then y'all had sex.
It worked. Yeah, it worked.
See, it did work.
Yeah, it worked.
What about you, Gigi?
It does.
An apology followed by some good makeup sex.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's all it takes is that I'm sorry.
Well, you
know,
you have
for people to just say, I'm sorry.
Have to acknowledge your faults and apologize for it. Because
are you good at apologizing when you're wrong?
Yes. I'm good at admitting when I'm wrong. I like to be wrong.
Too.
You know, I'm a Gemini. Prove me wrong. You know, as Gemini, I think we know everything.
Yeah.
So prove me wrong. And when you can prove me wrong, you deserve some good head after that. Damn it.
I mean that. A lot of spit.
No, and that's what I was going to say. Like, if I do something wrong, I'm like, babe, let me suck your dick.
I mean.
Yeah.
I got you.
You just say that. And he's like no, because you're just trying to.
Amen. And they be like, no, at first.
You don't even ask. You just go for it.
Exactly.
Yes. I love y'all, bro.
All right, now let's see how well Kevin Gates and Driga know each other, for real. All right, who said I love you first?
I did. I actually said. We met at like the movies or some shit like that. And I was like,
what movie was it?
I love you.
I think I'm in love with
you. Well, yeah, I think I'm in
love
with
you. Wait,
you
said that the first time y'all met at the movies?
No.
Oh, I don't know. No. This was
like. You gotta think.
After a few months.
She told me she would never have dealings with anyone like me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I gave up on trying to be her boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
She would come to the house and would never let me touch her at all.
For months.
Now, was she coming to the house for then?
Yeah, damn near.
As you would say, Kevin Gates, was she coming to the house for
then? We were best friends. Like,
yeah,
we had,
real cool.
Like, once I accepted the fact that I couldn't be her boyfriend, you my dog now. We best friends, and it was so crazy, like, how much we had in common as individuals.
Yeah.
And one day, we just got into an argument, and she called me, and she said, Kevin, I think I'm in love with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aww.
And what did you say?
I'm on the way.
Where you at?
So that was the first time y'all had sex after that?
No, it wasn't after that.
Oh, so y'all was friends having sex.
I still had to wait.
Yeah.
I still had to wait.
It was like
but
8 months.
I would tell her about all the situations that I would have. I would tell her about my girlfriends I wanted her to come kick it with me, but she want to go to the club. And, you know, me and her used to have conversations like this, just sit in the car, talk. You know, the first time she ever smoked weed was with me.
Yeah.
You know, we just always been cool. Just like two homeboys or something.
So
just
it is
cool.
Possible to fall in love with your best friend. Probably the best thing that could happen.
I didn't know she was fine like that till I went to her volleyball game. She never wore any revealing clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she never wore anything to show her shape or show her figure. But when I went to that volleyball game and seen her in them tights, and I seen that her number was number 5, the same number. I'm born February the 5th, but her number on the basketball, number 5, I knew it was meant to be.
Oh.
Look at all that ass back there, man. It's back there.
Volleyball.
She was over there spiking
volleyball booty.
Yeah. We do a lot of squats.
Volleyball booty.
Volleyball booty.
No, all right. I was a champion in volleyball back in the day.
I
was a kid.
I can tell.
That's the only sport I could play.
Yeah,
yes.
It's back there. I
She's
can
good
tell.
At setting up the play.
Shit, I can tell.
Oh. All right, now if you guys get in an argument, what is most likely the reason? What do y'all argue about when you argue? Kevin, why don't you answer this first and then let Driga say? And let's see if y'all agree.
Me not believing in myself.
For real. Mm-hmm.
She'll argue me down like about that, like I guess I battle with low self-esteem issues.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't have a lot coming up. Mm-hmm. Women didn't really find me attractive coming up. And she was the first person to be like, Kevin, you really beautiful. You beautiful. You a beautiful person. I met people that was handsome, but you are gorgeous. Wow. You know, like she, you know, that what she told me. It was she told me, and we have, you know, we'll have arguments because I be doing things that's, I guess, outside the character of somebody that knew their worth. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, do you not know your worth? Why you even around somebody like that? Mm. You know, and I'd be like, man, I'm keeping it straight. And she saw something greater in me than I saw in myself. So we, most of our arguments is about me not believing in myself. She got a pounded in my head.
Now, Gigi, I know that you probably on the verge of getting married.
Wow. I don't know where else we're going because we ain't breaking up again.
how long have you been together? Yeah.
It'll be 6 years next
month. Did y'all have a lot of makeups and breakups like before you got married?
Oh, yeah. We've been together for fucking 13 years, so you could imagine
how long being young.
Huh?
How long have you guys been married?
Since October.
A few
17.
Months.
Yes, very recent.
Oh, yeah, I just got married.
Real recent, like a few months.
It's like we was already married because I've been with her like 13 years.
Yeah. Living together, got two kids, all that.
Do you feel like anything has changed since you got married? Or did y'all make up any new rules? Like, okay, now that we're married, this has to change.
Shit got better.
No new rules.
Shit got
better. But it is like it's like a new relationship. Mm. Crazy to say, but
yeah. Like, I thought it was going to be like, man, I've been with you all this long.
It's gonna be boring,
but it's like better. Since we got married, it's like everything 100%
better.
And most men have a fear of getting married for fear, man, bro, it's the same old thing every day, but it's really been like the best thing.
Yeah,
it changed me. Mm. I wasn't like this before I got married. I was another type of individual. You know, I was way different.
So go ahead, Gigi. I know you have probably a couple of things you want to ask, being that you know, y'all been together for how long now?
It'll be 6 years.
6 years.
Wow.
Is it time?
I mean, being as though we're just freshly back to our relationship, because we was on the break for about 8 years. I mean, 8 months. I moved out, moved to a whole different city, and
been
then
there.
Yeah, it was like, but we're back together. I think that at this point, though. Yeah,
it does.
I think the distance did.
It does. Shit.
It does. Sometimes you gotta be like, you gotta miss this.
Yeah, I think the distance helped.
I'm gonna be honest. Oh, go ahead.
Distance.
Gigi.
No, you can speak.
Mm-mm, I'm sorry.
The distance. You be honest as, from a man's point of view.
I'm gonna say on a spiritual level and a physical level. If you're not with the person that you were designed to be with spiritually, no relationship you ever get in will work. You can get all the counseling in the world, it will not work because it wasn't ordained by, you know, the powers that be. Mm-hmm. And I'll say on a physical level,
I'm gonna
be
3 months,
honest with you on a physical level. I ain't had no better pussy than Dreekle's.
Hey,
I'm just, no disrespect.
He said the same.
No disrespect.
He told her that too.
I ain't never had. I done went out and experimented and everything, and it wasn't the same. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of women that I done dealt with and had odors.
What?
Odors.
Like, odors. Like, it was to the point. I'm a super sexual person, so I like foreplay.
Nah.
I don't like to get in there and just punch it on from the back with that logger, with that lumber. I don't like to just do that. I like foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of time when I be about to, you know, put my mouth on something, you know, I put my finger there and put it up under your nose. How do you not smell this?
That's a good thing you should use.
But I'm gonna be honest, like, with, and I'm not just saying this because we got married, man. I'm not just saying this. I'm talking about, I read about it, I studied it, and you really are what you eat.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know,
Drink or eat clean.
So she tastes like what she eat. You know, a lot of mangoes and things of that nature.
Oh, you said mango. She tastes
like
mango. Hey, Drake, I love fruit.
Me too.
Would it be okay if it tastes like chicken? I don't like chicken. I'm just asking.
I don't. No, to be honest with you, and it's no disrespect to, like, other people's eating habits, but I don't eat like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat chicken. Right. No disrespect, because most of the chicken is fed byproduct. Right. And and I'm not trying to be technical and trying to be no intelligent person, but I care about myself. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I'm incarcerated, I get vegan trays.
Right.
I don't eat certain foods because I don't like the way they make my body feel.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel, and when you stop eating something for a while, you can really tell.
Tell the difference.
Yeah.
So you guys are vegan?
No. Well, you could speak.
Well, no,
pescatarian.
I'm pescatarian.
So you taste like fish.
No, but what?
No, I ain't gonna say it.
You want to say it?
Like water? What?
No, mm-hmm. I was gonna say about the thing about how people like the. I was gonna say
go
about.
Ahead.
You want me to say it?
Gigi, you know the only thing we're missing on lip service.
What's that?
It's a great website. And building a website is tough. Even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well, it takes forever.
It definitely does.
Well, even if you have a business site, a portfolio, or a restaurant, whatever it is that you have in this day and age, you gotta have a website, correct?
Everyone needs a website.
Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. It provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed, regardless of skill level. There's no coding required with Squarespace.
That's amazing.
Not only do they give you these easy-to-use tools to make your own website, they also have state-of-the-art technology on Squarespace, so you can power your site and ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when there's millions of people out there and, you know, quiet is kept, some of the most respected brands in the world trusting them too.
Wow. You know, I've actually started doing my own website.
Oh, really?
Squarespace.
Oh, is it easy?
It's so easy. You know, I'm like website for dummies, so it's definitely working for me.
All right, well, that's right. You can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. It gives you 24/7 online support. And guess what? Your website's going to look beautiful when it's all said and done, right?
It's going to look amazing.
Well, what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your site today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code Angela and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. And you'll show your support for us
at Angela Yee's Lip Service.
That's right. Well, we thank you, Squarespace, for your support of Angela Yee's Lip Service. Squarespace.
You should.
Yes, should.
Yeah, just say it. I don't know what the hell, but go ahead.
She's like, I don't know what it is, but go ahead and say it.
I'm going to say shit. You want me to say it?
Go ahead. Yeah. They are so cute.
You know how I know her pussy tastes good?
Why is it? I mean, how?
Because other women like to suck it off my dick.
Oh my God.
I'm just, they be like, what did you put on it? And I ain't putting that drink.
Why does your dick taste like mangoes? Why does your dick taste like mango?
No bad.
That's
no
my
bad.
Wife, bitch.
Oh my God.
And, that's just, and I ain't trying to be disrespectful or nothing, but they just love to.
They don't even know that's what they taste.
No,
that's awesome.
Do you have to always be present when there's other women, or is it okay if he just tells you about it and you wasn't there?
You got to be present.
I don't rock like that. No, mm-hmm.
Like, be present.
Yeah, I'm with it. If I want to play too, that's. Mm-hmm. What it is, you know what I'm saying? But you going off and doing your own thing, no, I'm not.
Because some people get nervous about that. Because I've heard stories about, like, you know, the guys with y'all together, and she's there too, and then he might hit her up while, you know, he's
on. No, I don't rock like that.
Why are we doing that?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be something that we like.
That we doing this together.
You know?
So why would I go outside?
Yeah,
and we doing this together.
Yeah.
What if Drika does it though? What if she hits the girl up? And you not around. Is that okay?
Of course.
It's a girl.
But then I'm going to be honest with you. Our relationship isn't based on sex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my best friend.
Right.
So then if she did tell me, yeah, in case I ripped this whole other day. my little bitch I knocked off. You know, I'd be like, yeah, cool.
Jeezy's down with that, too. You could do that.
Definitely.
You had said you wanted to get a...
There was a time when I felt like we needed a girlfriend. Not like a relationship, but just like that one girl that was our fun time girl.
Yeah, and then it's not like, but, like for me, I'm sure it's the same with you. It's like, it's not like you're a fucking lesbian.
No, not at all. Like, I don't be looking at girls like, ooh, look at her.
Yeah,
I just feel like
beautiful.
Having sex with another girl is like 3D masturbation. Like, why play with me when I can play with her?
But it does make you bisexual.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, but women are beautiful.
Women, I just think that women have beautiful bodies.
Stephanie, I know Stephanie wanted to talk about.
Women have beautiful bodies and it's a fun time. Especially when your man is involved. Like, that's the best thing ever.
And then, like, with her, like, I know this is going to sound crazy. She know, though. I got an infatuation with her. Like, if we apart, I FaceTime her sometime and, babe, you want me to make it spit?
Yeah.
I make it spit for you on FaceTime.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
You know, and I don't try to be like that with her, but I'm just, we don't really get the, we don't get the cut up.
I love that.
We always have people around us.
All
so we
the
don't
damn
really
time.
Get to turn up how we want
to. Yeah. Right.
So I gotta, man, I'm always, man, I'm standing tall at all times.
You never get no shit on your phone and then have to clean it off and it.
No.
Oh, no, it ain't like that.
It's hidden on computers and an unknown file and all that shit.
Yeah, I turn up.
All right, now here's the next question. See how well y'all know each other. Who masturbates more?
Me? Because we never get to, like, really do it like how people probably think.
Right.
Because we're together all the damn time.
And
so
people
probably
always
just
around.
It,
like, right now, we done got full of that Hennessy.
Man. Y'all want to go back to the room?
Yeah.
Back to the room, man, right here. I let her get on top of something right now, but I can't do that because we're not in the proper setting. You know,
right, you got the bow tie on. That's
people find that offensive.
Yeah.
But, all right, so she masturbates. How many times a day would you say, Dreka?
I don't know. Look at that. I'd probably say like 2 or 3 times. Now, if I'm working out and just feeling good, and it'll be like, I've done it up to like 8 times.
Good
like
Lord. If
like me. Yeah, in a day. Like, there's been times where you just lay in bed all day long and just nut after nut after nut, taking that, wake up and keep doing it again.
Yeah. Do you use toys?
No.
Me neither.
I'm not with that.
Then I'll be honest, like all the way honest. Like, I don't, and it's not nothing against people that masturbate. I enjoy a wet dream more than me pulling. Mm-hmm. I enjoy a wet dream more because I read about semen retention, and I'm not trying to be philosophical and no smart, intelligent guy or nothing, but I do a lot of reading. I read about a lot of stuff, and I noticed that people that masturbate, and I noticed that when I was doing it, it kind of hurt my sex drive a little bit.
Oh, wow.
And, that's right.
And I started studying semen retention, but I used to box.
Right.
So I would go 3 months, sometimes 6 months, without ejaculating at all. So I know how to exercise restraint. But what's in you, what's in your body, will come out naturally. So I have wet dreams.
Oh, wow.
I'd rather have a wet dream than pull. I don't really masturbate like that. Mm-hmm. I could lay back and think about something and skeet.
I can't lie though.
That's a superpower.
It does mess up my sex drive. It makes me, like, I'll be getting my pussy in 45 minutes.
And you can't. It's called
instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And once psychologically you become accustomed to instant gratification because that you know what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other individual that doesn't know what it takes, he can't get you off. But I noticed that since we've exercised restraint, like, I might not be able to have sex every day. But when I do get it,
it goes down.
It's way more enjoyable than somebody that's doing it every day. Mm. So through my discipline, I have experienced the greatest freedom, the greatest luxury, because the pussy mean more. Mm-hmm. You know, then when I don't get to look at it every day, that motherfucker's so pretty. I be talking to that bitch. I be kissing on that bitch, you heard me?
Well, who talks more during sex?
He does.
Me.
Oh, my God. Y'all should know
that. Let me say it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
My favorite thing is when, and I don't know if y'all, but when he calls it, like, his, like, that's my
pussy. Oh, I love that,
like,
too.
I love that shit.
Say that's mine.
They be like, whose pussy is this?
You ain't gotta say it's mine. I don't say that. That's kind of corny. Like,
yeah, but you be
whose pussy is this?
Yeah, I love my pussy. Yeah. Like, give me my pussy.
Although, you know, I'm taking out of context.
This is a raw interview. I like it.
No, I'm not going to lie. When I'm having sex and I'm be like, oh, give me my dick.
Yeah.
It sounds a little weird, but it's
it
nice.
It does, right?
It's yours.
Because it sounds great. Because it sounds like you're saying you have a dick.
Yeah, but it's his dick.
Yours.
That's my dick.
But yes. It's yours.
And I love it.
You'd be like, I love my dick.
And this
like, whoa, wait, you have a dick?
Yeah.
But I said in a song. I was like, you know, I just got married to your friend. I done threw a ring around the dick.
Hey.
You know, real talk. If you ask Dreka, that's what I tell females.
So y'all never try to use toys ever?
We have before, but
it doesn't do it for you.
They got a little ring.
I knew he was going to say
that. The cock ring.
Because that's
the vibrate.
It's hard though, because I can't find nothing that fit.
Oh God!
But they got a little ring. They got a little ring you put on, and it got a little vibrate in there. So when I'm jabbing her from the back, you hear me, with her hands behind her back, the little thing look like a little tongue. It vibrating. It lick a clip, but I ain't gotta do that because my balls swing and be popping up against
the clip. I like that.
I like the sound effects you guys are doing.
No disrespect.
But
when it ain't that, because when I'm hitting them with that lumber, you know, my balls swing and play with the clip. I never seen the use of a toy.
Yeah. Now, who's more likely to initiate sex?
He is.
FYI, I love the way he keep raising his hand.
Yeah, she attacked me. I felt so taken advantage of.
She made you feel vulnerable.
But I'm gonna be honest.
Sometimes, but sometimes he'll be like, nah. So that's why I'm kind of like a little iffy about.
Because you know you gotta say yes all the time when she wants it.
Nah, it don't be like that. Like, I don't have no game. Like, and she'll tell you this. I don't have no game when it comes to women. I just pulled my dick out.
You just said
that happens to me. No, that happens to me.
No.
Like, when he's ready to have sex, he just pulls his dick out.
Yeah. I pull my dick out.
Like, we'll be in the bed, and then he'll just be like,
yeah.
You're like, dick, I got a kiss or something.
I'm going to be honest.
I mean, put it in your mouth. Man, let's start.
It ain't that, man. I whip the dick out everywhere. We be in the
car. Yeah, everywhere.
But I'm going to tell you something.
I go through the same thing.
When a woman see a hard dick,
be ready.
She got to
put her mouth on that bitch.
Yes.
Not just any hard dick, by the way.
Yours.
Man, yes.
My dick.
Look, I never had game. I'm talking about when I'm with a woman, we could be on our way to McDonald's, whatever. You know, if
up.
I catch you looking at me, I'm going to whip my dick up.
If I catch you looking,
if I'm driving and I look over and you, I'm going to whip the dick up.
Would you whip it out soft?
Huh?
Would you whip it out if it was soft?
I'm going to be honest with you, Miss.
It probably
Ms. Yee,
really is.
It don't never be soft.
I don't get soft.
I'm not saying it. But it don't really never be soft. You got to. And then I did a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at
Making
a woman, the first thing I look at is their mouth. And I'm not trying to sexualize a woman, but I look at a woman's mouth and my mind, I'm not thinking about good evening, how you doing? I'm like, oh, I put my dick in your face. Bitch, I know you. Like, no disrespect. Like, even when I looked at her, you heard me when she first came to the room, I looked dead in her mouth.
Stephanie, when you see a hard dick, does that make you automatically want to suck it?
If it's my dick, right?
Yeah.
No.
Definitely.
No, especially when I'm dating somebody and we've already been very sexually active.
Man.
Like he said, we could be in the car on the way to Hooters.
Yeah.
He pulls it out.
Dick,
it's like.
It's something very magical about the dick. You hear me? I ain't gonna lie.
Especially for a woman who really likes dick.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And
really
and
likes sucking dick.
And not in this context of a woman that just fuck anybody. No.
But really enjoy it.
A woman that just like to eat that bitch up. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there any such thing as an ugly dick?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've personally been with one.
They be like misproportioned.
Right.
Oh,
I was with this one guy and I felt like his head was a little smaller than his shaft.
Yeah,
so it was like a cone.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like that. I was like
a yam.
I'm so blessed.
What about a curve? Is
a curve is all right.
Curves are
nice.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
what about the coloring of it? Like sometimes it'd be like,
I ain't gonna lie. That's crazy you said that. Do you want to tell him?
No, your shit is like two different colors.
Then I got a tiger stripe around my like Tiggle.
Yes.
And then the head, it's just different. It's like the head bigger than the shaft, but the shaft still fat as a bitch and still long. You heard me? So it's
no, but that's the way it's supposed to be. Like, you know, nice man, mushroom,
perfect. Like the mushroom.
Yeah,
I'm talking about perfect.
So that's the perfect.
Yes.
So that's good the perfect dick. The head is bigger.
Kudos to nice you. Yes. Kudos to you for having
gotta,
that great
I,
dick in your
I
life.
I gotta thank yes. God. I can't thank me thank because God. I didn't make it. I thank God. No. Just like my children, praise they came out beautiful. I didn't make them. I didn't make me.
Right.
So it was a blessing, you hear me? But to answer your question, like when I look at a woman, the first thing I think is, I put my dick in her face.
It's going to work.
I don't want to say it. You want me to say it?
What?
About us.
Go ahead. I mean, she's shit, like, whatever. Yeah,
fuck right.
Yeah. Drink say, when she gag, it make her pussy God. Get even wetter.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, I love I agree.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Like, I like to I be crying, you.
Nose running,
out of my nose,
like, spit everywhere, yeah, nose running, eyes like crying, pussy wet. Just ready. Just wet everywhere. Just ready.
Yeah, that's yes. The
crying house. While you suck dicks?
Yes.
Hey, and I don't
tears,
like,
tears.
And I don't
yes.
Like,
yes. Nose running.
Yes. I don't like when it's cold in the room. I love sweat. I like when it's sweat. I like when I like for the they got this Moroccan oil that I got. And like I ain't trying to be too conscientious and like I say, cause a lot of people be like, man, that nigga think he's smart, it ain't that. But if you can't eat it, it doesn't belong on your body.
Yeah.
That goes for the soap, the shampoo, and everything that you use. If you can't eat it, it doesn't belong on your body.
Okay.
So like a lot, I can't use baby oil or things like that with her because it'll
you
give
can't
her,
put that in.
It causes her to have infections. But that Moroccan oil, it's infused
eat
with
that.
Shit.
Yeah. You know what else is good for that?
Coconut oil. Virgin coconut oil.
Oh, I
oil.
Love coconut oil.
Did you know this?
Uh-oh.
Coconut oil, when you put it in your mouth, it'll clean all the yes, bad bacteria.
Yeah, they use it. You ever heard of pulling, like oil pulling? When you put you can use coconut oil.
Yeah,
they have pulling oil, and yeah, you swish it. Yep. You use it like as a mouthwash, and it pulls all the toxins,
all
in
the
it.
Dirt, mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah, I'm into all of that.
You
yeah, stuff too.
I fuck with you. You yeah. But if you can't eat it, if you can't eat it, it doesn't belong on your skin or on your, in your hair, on your body. So it's just Moroccan oil I use, and I just put it on them. And that little motherfucker just be looking like a lick.
Glistening. A lick. Volleyball player.
She just be glistening, you heard me? And I just, but she loved her just, she loved when I choke her with that dick.
She's like, yes, I be crying,
but I'm
girl.
The same
yes.
way, though. I'm the same way. Like, when I eat a pussy, you know, I grab her hand. Mm-mm, babe, make me
hold
eat
his
the
head
pussy.
In it.
Yeah. Yeah, guys really like when you,
they, when you
shove
their
heads.
Head yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the next question for the two of you.
I fuck with Angela. That's my baby, man. I fuck with her now.
You're having fun on the
this
service.
The rawest yes. ass interview
my
I ever
brother.
Been on.
It has
great. Man, you nice. About to go through the roof with this bitch. You about to be dumber than Oprah. I know this.
What's the one thing that y'all won't do? Like, if he asks you for this, you're like, I'm not doing that, and you know not to ask her for it.
Nothing. I was like,
she
nothing really off limits. No.
She do everything.
Nah.
Everything.
What about role play?
Role play?
Oh, man, of course.
For me, fisting is out of the question.
Do that
don't try to put
he
your
got
fist
some big
in
hands.
Me.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
fisting
no.
Fisting is out
well,
of the
yeah,
question.
Well, yeah, that would be out of the question.
He said that's no to fisting.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
Not something he was trying to do anyway.
But how clean I am.
That shit not
If I'm playing with her, eating her pussy from the back, you hear me? I don't like. I hear people say about their fingers.
I don't do. I don't do fingers.
No, you don't like getting fingered.
I put my
no,
fingers.
Me
in
me neither.
I don't like
they think
fingers.
I'm crazy because I yeah. don't like being fingered.
I enjoy
like
fingering.
Your fingernails
are dirty. I'm like a.
Your fingers is dirty.
Your
yes, you can wash your hands all you want. Up under them nails,
your
is still
hands
dirty.
Are the dirtiest part of your body. If I
but you can clean your fingernails for you.
No, you gotta put your finger. You gotta put your finger in a condom.
Yes.
Like if I'm eating a pussy from the back, I put my finger in a booty. It's in a condom. I put my finger
really?
In a condom, yes. I'm yeah. not about to put my dirty fingernails because
I don't like
rectum tissue
very
is
considerate.
Soft.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can infect somebody like
that. But what if you just showered, just cleaned your nails? And
man, I got my nails too long to be going up in her.
I'll make him cut his nails. I'm going to cut these nails because we got some things to do.
Got some things.
So, okay, so no to fisting, though.
No to fisting.
I wouldn't want
to
get fisted either.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's the...
I fisted somebody before.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gross.
What the
fuck?
She was high on coke.
He said, girl.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you about this girl. Let me tell you about this girl. She was a, yeah, like up to my wrist. She was a lesbian. And she was a virgin to heterosexual sex. Gotcha. She was a lesbian. She had been a lesbian since high school. And then
she's taking fist in her
She discovered dick. She, one day she decided to have sex with a man.
Uh-huh.
And it was the best thing to ever happen. Mind you, she turned lesbian without ever having regular sex. Yeah. So she didn't know anything about dick. She just liked girls, so she decided to be gay.
That's how Drake was.
And she
I was your first.
Yeah, you were my first, but I was never like
wasn't a lesbian.
Nah.
You kissed girls.
Yeah, girls. But I couldn't be just
Oh, he was your first?
Kevin was my first, yeah.
I watched her bleed.
Yeah, wow, and that's the only man you've ever been with? Or during breaks you
No,
I'm the only one.
Because I don't like no, he's been the only one.
I'm the only one.
Wow.
That's dope.
I know. That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's dope.
She act like a nigga though. That's why I see why. See, she wasn't dressing like this or none of that. She just was like a tomboy.
That's why you never saw her body or nothing.
Like, she used to hang with dudes and they were just cool. Like
yeah, I was like the only girl.
The girl was bench pressing 135.
Damn.
Yeah.
She was bench pressing 135, you know, working out every day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an athlete. I box. She used to come watch me box and shit like that. But when I met her, she wasn't dressing like this. She just started coming like this.
Right.
When I came home from prison.
Yeah.
She wasn't dressing like this.
She was like, I'm gonna show that ass. She was a prison.
Man, I didn't even know she had ass till I went to the volleyball game.
I gotta marry her.
I seen all of that ass back there. They used to call her onion booty.
Yeah, they called me onion booty in high school.
I didn't know why though.
So all that time you was messing with chicks?
No, I wasn't fucking with anybody. Like, I was just on like some other shit. Like, I'm not gonna say that shit like it didn't interest me, but I was just really
You can't miss what shit. You never had.
You know? So, and I guess I never met anybody that I felt was either fucking worth it anyways.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's the last question because it's saying y'all gotta go.
Okay.
What's the freakiest experience you had together? Let's see if y'all agree on this.
Freakiest. The craziest thing we've done, I've...
Driving the car.
I know.
So y'all agree. Okay, what happened?
No, we were driving in the car and I got and sat on your lap while he was driving.
I did that before.
Yeah, I remember you said that. Gigi did that. Yeah.
We switched in the car.
What you mean?
Like, I was sitting behind the wheel.
No, but like sexually,
she was riding a dick. You hear me?
But you facing you facing him or facing the other way?
Oh no!
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah, I did the same thing.
I was pressing the gas.
Yes, and she was there. I did the same exact thing. You thought I was crazy when I told them that story?
Like I was
dangerous.
It was in the neighborhood.
I was on 95. I was on 95 in Miami. 95 North in Miami in a Maserati. It was going down.
Yeah, you did. You did. Yeah, we were in the neighborhood though. Yeah, we were in a bend.
So wait, back to the switching. Y'all switch positions?
Like, I was in a
this
driver's
is
seat. And I jumped out the driver's seat, and she came from the passenger seat to the car while the car was going by the hand.
On the interstate. God, we didn't want to die, but shit.
We would have.
It was just something crazy.
That was a crazy situation, but that wasn't sexual.
No, that wasn't. Okay. But the craziest thing we did was I got on top of him.
That's my
driving.
Craziest sex story, too.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you never had sex while y'all was driving?
I've never done that. I've sucked dick while
and that's how it started. It started out with me giving him some head, and then I was like, "Look, I just want that dick. Like, I gotta get on top." And he's like, "But I'm driving. Keep driving, nigga. Let me handle this.
I'll fuck with
Give
Gigi.
Me the steering wheel. Just don't, you know, hit the brakes.
Trying to die for no
I
dick.
Was Gigi.
That dick was good. That dick was so good. I had that nigga drop me off after.
I wish she was my nanny.
But Gigi's really small. You know, you guys are small. Like, I got a lot of legs and thighs. You know, I don't think there'll be enough space for me to do
that.
You
gotta make it
work.
Push
that seat back.
Make it work. Yeah.
You need one of those kind of cars in the front.
It's another thing, too. I gotta speak on this. Like, a lot of niggas get intimidated by thighs and ass. But nigga don't know this, though. But most women that's thick, you hear me? Thick thighs, big old booties. They got small pussies. They be close built. I'm talking about she like Stephanie. See, when a nigga put that real pressure behind her and pull her hair, you gonna submit.
Oh, absolutely. 150%.
She's with it.
I talk about that all the time.
You gonna submit, but a nigga be intimidated by her. I'm not intimidated.
No, but it's true because I have a fat pussy, but it's like really tiny in the inside.
I don't know. It's a little bit pretty little neck with no hair on that bitch. I don't know.
And her asshole is bleached as well.
Yes. So my whole thing, I'm bleached.
Yeah, it's a, you're supposed to, so it don't be this color.
Exactly. Yes.
Right? Yeah. Like, girl, you're walking around with that discolored dick, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's a difference.
You said there's a difference.
Yeah.
All right, well, we appreciate y'all, Drika.
I appreciate y'all.
Kevin, get our first couple.
This was great.
I can't wait to do it again.
We can't wait for y'all to come.
Right.
That was great.
All right, lip service, I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Oh.
I'm Kevin Gates.
And I'm Drika.
Yay.